Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to the podcast,
Scary Stories to Tell on the pod. It is a podcast about scary stories, urban legends, and spooky things that you tell us about. It's a comedy podcast, too. Just as a heads up, Anna and I are not dusty old librarians. We're slimy young librarians.
It's true. We're slimy, we're young, and we're librarian. And that sells, baby.
That sells. The kids, the TikTok teens can't get enough.
They can't. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. It's so nice. It's so nice to, again, I know you by this point are probably tired of hearing us talk about how nice it is to record in person again. But yeah, we're just like forging right ahead, and it's so fun.
So nice. It's crazy how much I thought it would be like a hard binary shift after we got vaccinated, that it would just be like, yeah, da, 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 da. But it is this slow kind of emerging from the cave.
Yes.
And like, I have to say, it feels better than I thought it would.
Like
not just with you, but just in general, seeing people in person.
I feel the exact same way.
I'm addicted to it. I can't stop.
And it's making me like, I'm still obviously washing my hands and everything, but
yeah.
I've normally, like, if I pressed a button on an elevator and then rubbed my eye, I was like, well, God like, only knows what horrors will befall me.
I have to write my will now.
I know. And I know that, like, this is just one vaccine for one particular thing.
Yes, end vaccine apartheid. Other countries should have it. Share
good
the patents.
Lord.
Bill Gates, if you're listening.
Bill. If you're
honey,
listening, use your vast fortune.
Girl.
This is Anna and I suddenly taking a turn. We're suddenly hairdressers from Tennessee.
Girl, listen. And that is where he gets his hair done.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
We're turning.
Bill Gates, that's a ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am with three syllables.
Please.
Anna, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, my friends. And Wednesdays we do urban legisodes, which are anything that is not the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark books, but feels kind of like it.
Yes.
And this is a segment that I've done before, and it's been a minute since we've done it. And I would like to do it again. And this one is less planned than normal,
oh,
which
good.
It seems impossible. But so we'll see. We'll see what we get. Okay. But today we're going to be doing haunted eBay listings.
It's Anna. You have so many great series of urban legisodes, and the haunted eBay listings is amongst my very favorite.
I was made aware that the McElroy brothers who do the, or my brother and me, those are them. The same ones? Yeah, that they do Haunted Doll Watch or something? Yes. Jason the Straight is nodding.
a very conscientious classic podcast producer in
yes.
his own right. Yeah.
But so honors to them, but this is what we're doing. And the first listing, I think this should sell. I can't believe it's still available. This is Antique Paranormal Haunted Diamante Dress Clips Owned by Witch.
Oh my God. We're covering all the bases.
And it's two. And they're gorgeous. Look at these, Andrew.
Oh, those are very nice.
They're nice. You would have worn this in a play. It feels like if you've ever done any like loose school drama.
Yeah.
Like the costume jewelry that's sitting in the prop closet for 1,000 years.
Right.
It
oh, I
gives
love
gives that
costume.
Energy.
Yeah.
One is sort of a brass like... Looks like some kind of pen. They're both like some kind of pendant. One is mostly metal and the other has gorgeous rhinestones, but they're being sold together.
Good.
For $149.99 plus $4.99 shipping or best offer.
I mean, a costume jewelry is expensive and that does.
It shouldn't be.
I know, but people are willing to pay whatever just so they can be like, I spend a lot of money on something I'm going to wear.
Yes. I wonder if this is somebody. Okay, so this is being listed by an unlikely seller name, which is Smart Buy Superstore.
Oh my God. Are they which, the witch?
No, they're in Willsboro, New York. And I have to say, they have 100% positive feedback.
I mean, go off.
Rare. Or maybe not rare. But okay, there's only one available. Okay. The description. Haunted antique Diamante dress clips. I recently purchased a collection of antique Diamante dress clips and pins, along with other haunted objects from a practicing Wiccan. She has had these in her collection for quite some time. She informed me that the collection had also came from an old practicing witch that was in her coven. These objects have had spells and rituals done on them to capture energy that she was able to harness and use during seances. The seances has only amplified the energy stored in these pieces. She believes that spirits have attached to them. Each piece is very unique and special. You may hear unexplained noises, feel sick.
Uh-oh.
It's $150. What am I doing? You may feel sick. I'm in. Have weird dreams, get migraines. No.
No, I don't want new symptoms.
No, not you, Ladybird. You're doing good. Sorry. Don't use the word no to train your dogs. You'll just confuse them all day.
Say absolutely not.
Say girl.
Yeah.
Get migraines, feel vibrations, and may see apparitions. I will be posting several different listings with the different pieces from her collection. Most of the items are over a century old. Others are very vintage. On some of them, there will be a stone or two missing, but you don't even notice it. eBay does not allow selling of intangible items, haunted, cursed, spirited, etc. You are buying the actual item listed. Otherwise, it is for entertainment purposes.
Good.
Which is, again, if you remember from the last time, this is a disclaimer that is put on every haunted eBay item.
Right.
Which is so funny to me that there are people who work at eBay who had to have meetings about this and like make specific listings about like, I guess because people would complain like, there's no ghost in this box. Like,
I'm going to sue your house down.
We are the dumbest planet.
But
there is a section in red right after it says, this is for entertainment in full red. I am a full believer in the paranormal. Myself and my husband investigate haunted locations. Oh. That's how I acquire some of my haunted items. I live in a house that is over 106 years old that is haunted! Exclamation point. I started to document my experiences. Myself and my husband record all our experiences on video. We have been sharing our encounters with the paranormal on our channel, Destinations Beyond Paranormal. All caps, serious adult buyers only.
Oh my God. Imagine if every item that you purchase, like from IKEA, came with a thing that was like, I live in a 500-year-old castle. The devil screamed at my mom.
Oh my God. I would love that. Okay. So I'm going to Destinations Beyond Paranormal on YouTube.
Good.
And they do have 342 subscribers, which is like,
oh, that's
respectable.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
And then it's a video of a graveyard.
This feels
it's
right.
It's just a woman walking around an old graveyard going, it does not want us here.
This is really taking me somewhere.
This video is 8 minutes long, and I have a feeling nothing happens.
Something about the combination of the bird noise and the shorts that woman's wearing, I got deja vu just now.
This is our childhood. Just sort of two women walking around a cemetery. That's
insane.
We'd bookend vacations with like, let's stop at that cemetery, and then we'll go to that one on the way back.
And that's in upstate New York?
I guess so. Yeah. There are comments on the video. Someone said, enjoyed this very much. Great video. To which they responded, thank you.
I love an earnest YouTube comment.
Me too. I love paranormal YouTube, like this sort of paranormal, like not slick, but people who are just like, very good ghost, thank you.
Yeah.
Very interesting. We will subscribe. Get it hooked up to a computer for EVP review. Oh, I guess they had a sound of a ghost. We were pretty shocked at the evidence that we got with the voice recorder and the PSB7 spirit box. We're going to go back with the SLS camera to see if we can capture anything with that. This is amazing. This is 8 months ago. This is during COVID. They're doing this, which they had a better quarantine than I did, I gotta say.
I think COVID was a great time to go ghost hunting because you're purposely going to places where you're going to be at a distance from other people.
Yes.
You're wearing mask. It's
perfect.
Even if it wasn't a pandemic, to just avoid dust.
It's great. You're out in the field. The virus can't accumulate as much. It's great. I did search haunted dress in eBay, and most of what I'm getting is haunted mansion, either print or recreations of what the people wear who work
that
there.
That has to mess with a lot of the searches. There's a candle you can buy that smells like the haunted mansion. Did you know this?
Yes. And there's one that smells like Splash Mountain that has that water smell.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Chlorine? I guess that's it.
It's somebody said something. I searched haunted hat. I'm getting haunted mansion hats. That's not what I said. Oh, there's a hat that says ghost host. That's cute.
Oh, that is cute.
There's a haunted mansion fedora hat wallpaper, new Halloween 2020 edition.
Good God.
Good Lord, honey.
I would love something. This could just be a fantasy. Something I would love to do, Anna. Now as we're heading into hopefully safer times, if you and I could go on rural dark ride haunted houses.
Say more.
So there's a whole YouTube. Counterculture is not even. There are people who love riding dark rides, like haunted houses. That are basically a dark ride is just like an indoor ride.
Okay.
So like the Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, those are dark rides?
Dark rides.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would love that. Okay, cool. Yes. I thought dark ride was just in the dark the whole time, which on the last episode we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
The trust walk. I don't like that.
Very possible. But this is, so this would be like, there are all these independent dark rides, some of which are like very famous and have been around for like 70 years.
We have to tell our representatives that we are not available for the entire month of July because we are going on a bunch of dark rides.
It's
going to
be all dark rides all the time. Yeah. That would be such a fun road trip.
Oh my God. Okay. So next, haunted antique red glass kerosene lamp. Beautiful.
Oh,
this is for $24.95.
A kerosene lamp. Okay.
Describe.
Okay. Yeah. This is very much something out of, I don't know if you've ever seen the Disney movie Pollyanna. It feels like Gilded Age gas lamp, kind of a beautiful gem, like, amber glass at the base. This looks like if this were a Beauty and the Beast furniture character, this would be a hot item.
This would be a cross between Lumiere, if Lumiere and Babette got together.
Oh my gosh.
Is Babette the feather duster?
Not the dust buster.
Hey!
Raise your kid!
It's got like one of the little like knob on one side that you turn the kerosene up and down. It's got a whole glass flute at the top. Very spooky. And I have to say, $24.95.
That's a good price for that.
Feels like. Also, the word antique means something. And I think a lot of these people are using very loosely. I think antique has to mean like 100 years at least or something.
Yeah, antiquity.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so here's a description. Features. I purchased this piece at an estate sale in Romeo, Michigan. The 1860s Victorian three-story mansion had long been abandoned, along with much of the contents. Hoarders moved in and along came mountains of garbage. A nonprofit recently purchased the property. Their goal is to restore the house and sell it. So far, they have filled at least 25 full-size dumpsters full of trash from the house.
Oh my God.
Obstacles such as floors rotting and falling into the cellar had to be overcome. Under all that garbage were treasures from the original owner. Every weekend, they fill a carriage house with all sorts of salvage pieces and welcome the public to come and shop.
That's amazing.
Insane. This item was one of the lucky pieces to make it out of the mansion, and unbroken. We have toured the house and saw how spooky it was. Then we wondered, are there spirits lurking? Have they perhaps attached themselves to this piece? Italics. Will you be daring enough to find out?
Oh.
I've included a photo of the house recovery, which they didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in this item already because it's not promising too much.
It's not. It says vintage condition. The red color is painted on the glass and is fake flaking off. Okay. Why purchase from me? Fast shipping. Item securely packaged.
Good.
Rapid customer email response. High feedback score. Plus, I only sell what I love and I hope you like my items as well. This is so nice.
This is a really good energy for an eBay seller.
Really lovely. And then in a new section, will you do me a favor? I'd appreciate positive feedback if I've earned it. I'll leave you buyer feedback as well.
Oh,
that's amazing.
This is there's something about this that is in my head. It's Chris O'Dowd who's saying all this.
Oh, that's sweet.
A gentle and bookish. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And they have a bunch of other haunted things that are like sort of similar, not expensive. I'm sure it sounds like, if this is a hoarder house that they are dumping 25 dump trucks, it doesn't seem like they're trying to make a profit. The main thing is to get rid of stuff. That's so I'm so sure wild. That whatever they bought it for is...
And filling a carriage house with items found in the houses. And I just love that. I love that people are able to come and salvage what they can.
Okay, Andrew, I got to say, now I'm pissed off.
Oh, no.
I looked at another item in their store. Same fucking description.
Oh...
Which, like, why would they repeat it? They're selling a million things.
That's a bummer. Wow.
Well. But I have to say, oh, look at this. This haunted vintage amethyst purple glass vase with and ruffled rim. This is kind of me.
Are you going to get a haunted item, Anna?
Oh, no. The thing is, the ruffled rim looks very old lady-ish, and we have a lot of IKEA furniture. And like old lady on top of IKEA furniture is a hard look.
Well, but sometimes it can bring some warmth.
Oh, they did include a picture of the house.
That's true.
On this other listing. Whoa, this is scary. So it is like a Victorian style house. They're in the top floor. There's work lights up, like clipped around. There's somebody wearing both a hard hat and a mask.
Good.
Which you can't tell if it's for COVID reasons or for old house, black mold, right. Asbestos stuff.
Asbestos.
There are like loose floorboards. There's peeling paint everywhere. The ceiling has collapsed down. There's just wires everywhere. There's spooky ass old Stephen Gammell doors that are hung like diagonally. Like Stephen Gammell roots. There's exposed, like the plaster has fallen off the brick wall. So there's brick sticking out. It's very scary. And like, because they have work lights, like those clip lights up, there's like scary shadows being cast and there's a door open so you can see into the next room.
Oh.
It just feels like there's going to be a ghost in this picture somewhere. I just didn't think and typed in possessed dog. I meant to write doll.
Oh no.
It brought up for $290.59, 2.8 foot possessed dog and doghouse motion activated animatronic Halloween decoration. That's expensive. It's a doghouse with a robot dog with red eyes that pops out.
That's really scary.
That's really scary. Haunted doll or possessed doll. Here we go.
Okay, good.
Oh, I don't like the look of this doll at all. This is bad. Haunted doll, possessed, baby. Demonic, paranormal, scary, spooky, creepy, vintage Halloween. $65 or best offer. This doll has some crossed, glazed over eyes. It's a baby doll. It looks very dirty.
It's a hard hairline too.
It's a really hard hairline. It's got like a cowlick in front, but it's not painted. And its body is dirty, soft, white cloth. And it does not have feet. It just has hands. And its eyes are crossed. It's got chubby. It looks like a dead corpse. I don't like this doll at all.
Yeah, if someone were rolling this around in a baby carriage at night, I would have to assume that it's a dead baby.
I think I'd just go out there and shove them to death. Okay, so it does have a description, but it's short enough that I'm put off. Approximately 14 and a half in tall, the seam is starting to pull apart, and the doll appears to have previously been sewn for repairs. I found this doll at the Hollis Flea Market, Hollis, New Hampshire. Used. Used.
Okay, Hollis, New Hampshire, creepy town.
For what is it?
I think so. Hollis is, yeah, I think so.
Like, you can't just say haunted, possessed, spooky. Oh, God, there's something written on it. Say Maynita.
Oh, Maynita. M-A-Y, capital N, ITA.
What the hell? I hate this. Who would... What kid likes this? No one.
It looks kind of like... Is his name Vince Kartheiser?
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Not the real, but his character in Mad Men once he's losing his hair.
Yes, that definitely the thing that we're tracking.
Wow. I mean, we've talked about this at length. Haunted dolls, possessed dolls, very scary. And it is amazing. Once you just declare something possessed or haunted, it has a certain power that we can't deny, you know?
It does. And as eBay will tell you, you acknowledge that it's fake. And that you're just buying the item.
It's just like us with anything on here being like, well, obviously we don't believe in any of this stuff unless we're very sorry if it is real and we believe in it and we're so sorry.
Yeah, it's really rough. Oh, God, this one is rough. Okay, so this one is just somebody has made the dolls start to look more scary. So we'll end on a fakey one so that we can all go to sleep without being scared.
Yeah, this one is directed for sure.
OOAK, haunting hand-painted porcelain 13-inch baby doll shelf or piano setter. What's a piano setter? Something you put on a piano?
Just to kind of have its legs crossed on top?
And it just looks like a dead thing, and it doesn't say that it's haunted, but it's under the metaphysical.
This is definitely something that's been, like, as you said, painted. Purposely like distressed, maybe burnt,
painted green. The hair is like either burnt or cut. It's they painted the like a corpse has its mouth sewn shut. They painted the sewn shut. They've got red on the cheeks. Look, here's the thing, Andrew. I'm a very complicated person, but I'm simple in a lot of ways. If you're going to tell me that something's haunted, just have it be haunted. And if it's not haunted, sell me that. Say it's a scary doll.
This is the thing. I mean, and I feel like we've discussed this maybe to some extent before, but it bears repeating. You know, some of the criticism of Annabelle, you know, the scary doll in those movies, is that she's too purposefully scary. When the whole thing was that the original doll was just a Raggedy Ann doll that inspired Annabelle.
Yeah.
And sometimes you say it best when you say nothing at all, you know, and you haunt it best when you don't put a hat on a ghost.
Don't put a hat on a ghost. There are ghosts that wear hats, but most of them don't.
Right.
For a reason.
And it's like putting a hat on a ghost that already has a hat.
Yes, we don't do that. We don't do a hat on a hat on a ghost. Certainly not. Oh, my God. Well, that feels like enough. It's sort of a short Wednesday one.
I know. And the other thing is like allowing for there to be endless amounts of pages of haunted eBay items that we can discover. I feel very good about. Anna, I do think it's time for us to move into our favorite segment.
Scary ideas for things that could happen.
And I will say we put out an ask of how people are responding to stories that involve a bride of a much older, very rich man. The fans have spoken. They love it.
No, that can't be.
It is true. We across all mediums, on Twitter, on Instagram, and even email, we've gotten several people saying, like, I live for them.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
So no pressure to do one of those today.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
I'd like to go second.
Okay, I have an impulse to go first.
Go.
You have just started getting into elephants as like a... That's your new animal. Like you buy tea cloths with elephants on it. You are thinking of getting an elephant tattoo. You know, they're kind of smart, but endearing, intelligent animals, and you're into it. And you have this idea one day where you're like, I'm going to make my bedroom elephant themed. And so you buy a sheet that kind of has a gray elephantine look. And you buy furniture that also kind of looks like elephants, and you're going to bed one night and you feel like, I feel really good about this elephant room. And suddenly you smell peanuts. And you're like, that's strange. I don't have any peanut butter in the house. I didn't eat any peanuts today. And but inescapably, it's like, no, there is a very strong peanut smell that cannot be denied. And you go to turn on your lamp. But instead of your lamp, you touch a fleshy appendage and you retract. And then you go to grab your phone, but instead another fleshy appendage. And then all of a sudden,
a match is lit by a long, fleshy appendage, and you realize that all you can see around you are trunks offering you a single peanut.
That could happen. You can't tell us it couldn't.
It can, and listen, this was very, I was looking at a book with an elephant on it, and that's where we went.
Andrew, it could happen.
It could.
We didn't say it did. No. We said things that could happen.
Let's be clear.
It is a scary idea. Don't argue with me. This is something that could happen.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Please. Okay, I go. You are on a second date with Mickey Mouse. That's his name.
Yeah.
He's a normal man.
Not the animated
He looks
character.
Normal. He said his name is Mickey Mouse, and he doesn't think it's funny. And you're sitting at the restaurant, and you look over his shoulder, and the maitre d', who's a very, very tall, slender, serious-looking Frenchman, looks at you, and he's mouthing something. And then all of a sudden you can hear him whispering in your ear, happiest place on earth.
That could happen. Wow.
And I'm looking at a picture of Mickey Mouse. That's made me say true. It.
Imagine if your name was Michael Mouse.
Yeah.
And your parents are like, no, we're calling you Mickey, and it's unrelated to the character.
Awful.
Awful.
Can't nightmare. Do that. Don't do it. But could happen.
Could happen. I mean, a fairly standard name. I always feel that way about people named Harry Potter. You know, like...
It's so normal.
Yeah. Anyway, friends, thank you for tuning in to this episode.
Thank you so much. Please keep continuing to take care of yourself. Be yes. well. Be good.
Please
be bad.
Be good. And be bad in the right ways.
Be bad in the right ways. And if you don't know how to be bad in the right ways, you can...
Get out.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Produced by Tracy Soren. Original theme music by Chris Ryan. Cover art by Bats Langley. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Forever Dog Team to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.